Welcome to the Museum of Minor Incidents. Exhibit 31. Fear and Hope and Everybody Else We Know. You and three other people are going to create this experience together. Listen carefully. It is very important that you react when necessary. Move and behave as the track tells you. Sometimes you will have to say something. If you do, say it loudly so that the others can hear you. For the next couple of minutes, you will hear your very special individual track. The audio will guide you through the world around you. Most of the time, you will move around on your own. Follow the instructions closely. But have open eyes to your environment. Try not to disturb others or put yourself in danger. This exhibit is about the feelings of fear and hope. The track will tell you where to go. Whenever you have reached the position the track told you and don't know how to go on, just wait for further instructions. You start as a human being. There will be two of you. The other two players will give life to two big emotions, fear and hope. One could say that they are kinds of daemons. Now you will be introduced to each other. Please start. You are a man. Wave to the others to say hello. Next to you, you see the other human being, a woman. This is the daemon of fear. And this is the daemon of hope. Have a look at the capsule stations. Have you ever stayed in a capsule like thousands of Japanese commuters do night after night? Have a closer look. Each vendor contains a different species. You can decide for one direction of toy you want and insert a coin. But in the end, luck, or fate, decides the outcome. Have you ever wanted to have a bit more insight into what drives people? Wouldn't it be cool to be able to influence them? Maybe you could understand others way better than you do now. Maybe even yourself. Now you start as a human being, but this might change during the game. Be prepared. Imagine that those toys inside the capsules are possibilities. You are starting a new life as a human being, right here, right now. You only know that you are a man. The rest is a blank page. What would you choose? Do you have a good job? A family? Friends? Let's say you are 33 years old, well educated, and in a quite good professional position. You do something with the internet, or something like that. You like your boss and your colleagues. You have a girlfriend you like. Your life is like a constant stream, not too fast, not too slow, and well-tempered. Just sometimes, when you wake up at night, you dream of being a bit more special. You like stories about people who take charge of their life and try something new. Recently, you have heard of someone who just started having bees on the rooftop and selling the honey, mixed as cocktails in his bar in Chojamachi. You should leave this place now. Have a look around. Do you see the jump shop? Start walking in the direction of the jump shop, but do not go there. Turn left and keep walking. You pass the NHK character and the Chow Girl shop. Just follow the half-round shape of the building and the blue plastic carpet on the floor until you reach, to your left, the beginning of a slope. Walk up the slope. Walk slowly until you reach the upper floor. There is no need to hurry. The slope curves gently. There are no unexpected rises or breaks. But in life, sometimes unexpected things happen. Like your computer that breaks down when you have not saved important data. Okay, that happens regularly. But you do not seem to be a good learner. But are you good at coping with new situations? Losing a family member? Winning the lottery? Now that sounds better, doesn't it? Let's imagine an incident. Suddenly, all your savings disappear. Maybe it was just a mistake by your bank. There is no possibility to get a loan from the bank. So what will you do? You just need the money. You have to pay your bills. Think about your friends. Is there anybody you can trust? Can you borrow it from somebody? What if you cannot pay the money back? What if you lose your friend then? What if you lose your total reputation? Go on walking up the slope. When you have reached the end of the slope, stop for a moment. On your left, you can see the entrance to the bus station, but you do not go there. On the right, you can see a mirrored staircase going up. You take the mirrored staircase. Take the stairs and walk up, up to the very top of the spaceship terrace. Climb all the stairs up to the very top of the spaceship terrace. When you have reached the top, leave the staircase and go to the spaceship terrace. Far beyond, you can see the tower, also as a reflection in the water. On the terrace, you see two benches close to the surface. Sit down on the first one. If a bench is occupied, stay very close to it. Here on the bench, you meet the daemon of fear. Think about your situation. You urgently need money, but can you ask someone? You are afraid. Is fear a good advisor or not? The daemon of fear will try to beat you up. He wants to play with you. The game Rock, Paper, Scissors. Play a round of Rock, Paper, Scissors now. If you have won the game, congratulations. You dare to ask your friend for money. You manage the problematic situation. Maybe you do not ask your friend, but take it as a chance for a complete new way of life. To be autonomous, without money. You might start having bees on your rooftop and selling the honey. Who knows? But if the daemon of fear wins, you will lose it. You will not dare to ask your friend. A spiral of fear and mistakes follows. You will lose your job, your reputation, and your family. You are trapped by fear. Maybe you will even commit suicide, but we do not go further here. Instead, you will become a daemon of fear yourself. If you have lost, please exchange your audio device with the other player. If you have to exchange your devices, please do it now. Have you changed your viewpoint, or did everything stay the same? You are a man at the best time of your life. You have a good job and a wife that suits you. Maybe you are thinking about having children. Everything is going okay. Go back to the staircase. Just turn left and slowly walk back to the staircase. Walk down the stairs until you reach the ground floor. Go down 4 complete rounds until you reach the ground floor. Look at the reflections in the water and the light. You should have gone down 2 complete levels of the staircase now. Stop for a moment at the railing and have a look at the trees. Are people sitting under them? Young couples having their first dates? Keep on going downstairs. If you have a look to the other side of the railing, you will see different staircases from above. Normal stairs and escalators. There is so much movement around you. Do you always know where you are standing? Leave the staircase behind when you are on the ground floor and you see the blue gate to your left. The pattern on the floor consists of small white tiles that are interrupted by 3 giant ones. Step off the stairs here and walk some steps to your left, leaving the elevator behind you on your right. Then look up. Can you see the people from below? How does it feel to have them walking above your head? Look around you. You'll find yourself standing on a kind of bridge between worlds. On the right-hand side, you can look into the giant event space with the blue floor. Something is always going on there. People are on stage. Have you ever done something like that? On the left-hand side, you see several paths, escalators, and normal stairs. Are they crowded or are they empty? After having a look, go on. Leave the bridge and walk in the direction of the street. Just go straight on this path of stone, interrupted by giant white tiles. They might be ugly in daylight, but they glow at night. You are heading directly to the entrance of the Central Park underground area. You see the staircase of the gate number 9B just in front of you. Walk to the entrance. Descend the stairs now and walk down to the underground area. Walk all the way down. At the end, turn left and enter the Central Park underground area through the door. Breathe in. Go straight ahead and follow the yellow line on the floor. At the first crossing, keep left. Follow the yellow line. Have a look at the people entering and leaving the subway station. Keep on going straight ahead. Walk straight ahead until you reach the next corner between the ticket vending machines and the glass doors. Turn right here. Then go straight on. Your eyes keep following the yellow line on the floor. Is there a red line in your life that you won't cross? Look up to your left. Do you see the colourful window there, behind the entrance of the Meggio subway? The yellow line turns left here, but you go straight on. Did you know that white light is not white, but contains all the colours of the rainbow? You just need the right prism to show them. Would you like to use them all to paint a picture of your life? Walk on until you reach a T-junction. There you turn left. On your right-hand side, there is a big green sign that guides the way to the exit, to Hisayadori Park. Walk up those stairs. Finally outside again. Cars and blinking lights. Turn left and follow the path in the direction of the tower. Do you see the telephone booth on the left-hand side of the way? Have a look at it. Isn't it amazing that nowadays you can talk to anybody anytime, anywhere in the world? The world seems to shrink. The global village never sleeps. There is daylight anytime, anywhere. Possibilities arise, but also pressure. Now please position yourself with your back to the telephone booth. On the opposite side of the way, you can see some stairs going down. Do you see the trees behind the stairs? They have stone benches around them. Maybe some people are already sitting there. Go towards them and look for a nice place to rest. Very soon, there will be a minor incident happening to you. A familiar face will appear, a face that you might already know. This is a woman. You might already have met her, and she fascinated you. Maybe you do not know the context anymore, but as soon as you see this person, give her a sign and go to the railing between the two gates together. Go to the railing and stand next to each other. Have a look at the wonderful setting. New York and Paris. Everything in one place, here and now. Sometimes things just fit. Look at each other again. Look deeper. Look behind the flesh and bones and see what is inside this person. Imagine that you've known each other for a lifetime, maybe longer. Look each other in the eyes. But you are not alone. Your daemons are close, maybe already watching you. You feel connected in a very deep way. Sometimes moments like this happen. You want to escape from everything that is your life. Just leave this city with this person. Live the adventures that you dreamt of when you were a child. Live your own movie script. Most of the times, we don't change things. There is always so much to lose. You have a full working life. You can rely on yourself, can't you? What are the costs of changing everything? Is the feeling of the moment worth it? The daemons of fear and hope struggle inside ourselves. Fear of a new beginning. Hope that everything will be better. Have a look over the railing. Below you, worlds merge. This is where the daemons meet and come up the stairs to comfort you and the other person. Soon the two of you will have to make your decision. Have a look at them coming up the stairs. You might think that you already know one of them, but they may have changed their appearance. When the two daemons have reached the end of the staircase, they will come to you. Which one do you want to choose to give you advice? Look at them both. One of them is hope, one of them is fear. You cannot know how the situation will turn out. Life is not far off. It is right here, right now. You will know more afterwards. Who do you trust more? Now the two daemons are standing next to you at the railing. You and the woman. Each of you will choose one of them. You cannot choose the same one. In a second, just point at the daemon of your choice. Decide now. You cannot choose the same daemon. Each of you choose one of them. Beckon your daemon to come to you. Time seems to be frozen. Look each other in the eyes. You both think the same. If you feel like laughing, just do it. Humor makes the world real and not just kitsch. But both of you know that there is just one question in your head and in the air and everywhere around you. You just want to know one thing from the other person. The question you have is short and simple. You ask each other without words, "Are you afraid?" Don't say anything. Both of you have already taken your choices. From now on, your daemons will answer for you. They will whisper into your ears. Listen carefully when your daemon tells you your answer, and then repeat it loudly and clearly. Incidents happen to us, but we make the choices, don't we? Thank you for playing Fear and Hope and Everybody Else We Know. Please have a look at your map to find other exciting exhibits in the Museum of Minor Incidents.